It was bad. It was very, very bad.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you. Say that again.
My mother's mother gave two of her children away. It was still an issue in the house, even 20 years ago.
Sure.
You know, the daughter who got given away was very. A lovely woman, still resentful though. I mean, still had issues with it. Anyway, so I grew up.
Even though she probably lived better than.
She did indeed. She did indeed. Way better.
Sure.
She's not an alcoholic like everybody else.
Yeah.
But his mic gets out more wine.
Mm-hmm.
$2 check? Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, but when I grew up, it was, my dad had, all dads have these cool things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad had the most coolest. String and twine and little tools and little supplies, right? I was in college before I realized that when one ran out of these things, one could just go to the store and buy more.
The dime store for a dime.
Yeah. I could go buy more waxed twine.
Yeah.
And it never occurred to me. This stuff was so precious.
And the
thing is, Liz and I
just didn't realize where it was coming from. So although we knew you could buy it, at the same time, our unconscious was ruling the thing and saying, save, save, save.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just becoming conscious of it should be helpful.
Yeah, my wife and I are the same. We have this huge house. And that's our generation. It's a basement.
We don't know where it comes from.
A basement and an attic, and we can barely move. We have so much crap, and we've thrown a lot of it away. And we recognize deep in our heart that anytime you throw something away, it's a blessing. It's a load that is lifted from you, and we still can't do it.
It's so hard. Holy cow.
So hard.
And yet the next generation, Anna and
my kids and
Linda's kids, they don't have this problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, that is not a problem. But
whatever they need, it will be there for them.
Well, and they, they'll earn the money and they'll go out and buy it and they'll toss stuff if they don't, even if it's still good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if she sees that she's not wearing something for a while and her taste has changed. Yeah, so out of there, and I keep saving these things, thinking maybe she'll grow back into it or something like that, and I can't, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because Harold and I have an old... Whoa! Holy cats!
Hello. Oh, my.
I got it.
That was very exciting, folks. I wish you could have seen it.
We don't have oodles of money, but that isn't why we're doing it.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't brought up with oodles of money, but she sees right through that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so does, her cousin Jennifer, and they just see through that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And we really are, and we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
And Stefan, when he was over here, he said, "Oh, now I understand. Why your mom's like that. It's de famille. It's a family thing."
Yeah.
But in fact, in France, although they had a lot of these problems during the war, nonetheless, they didn't go through the depression. So it's not quite the same. It is on food.
It's
not quite the same thing for whatever reason. It has not created because
even after the war there were jobs and there were
lots because it was a reconstruction.
Right.
And during
the
war you're really holding together,
sure
enough that people do not want to eat Jerusalem artichokes and things like that that remind them of weeds that they were able to eat during the war and stuff.
Right.
That generation, but
it's not
the same thing.
Interesting. I'd always equated food with everything else, but I can see that that's not
our
true.
Stuff is more, it's like
it's
the
deeper,
string.
It's deeper.
And Dad would,
interesting.
He'd get the Evening Outlook, which he subscribed to, which he didn't read. He would take the rubber band off and he would put them in a great big ashtray next to his, where he sat, and throw away the newspapers. He'd pile them up next to the wastebasket, and then when they got piled up, he would throw them away. And he saved the rubber bands. And all the sacks from the store, all you know, folded up very, very, very nicely underneath the kitchen table, because you might need one to take your packed lunch.
Do you ever read The New Yorker?
I do.
Do you know that there's a wonderful Roz Chast cartoon from about a year ago that's about this very thing? It's hilarious.
I don't know.
If I find it, I'll send it. I'll scan it.
Scan it and send it to you.
Yeah, she's got it down. About parents and their saving.
Yeah.
Well, Elsa, you know, was born in 1920, so she was nine when the Depression hit, and she does a lot of this sort of thing.
Yeah.
She's my best friend in the whole wide world, except for maybe you.
And I'm not as cute.
Yeah. And the thing is that Linda and I were realizing is that we don't have any reason for it, but we picked it up unconsciously, and we're acting out stuff in a random sort of way that is meaningless, and we're tied to it.
Yeah.
Whereas they at least knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And why.
Meaning why.
Well, there's a story.
Yeah.
There's a story about somebody who always cut off the end of their roast before they roasted it. And they did it because their mom did it. Their mom did it because their grandma did it. Nobody knew why. And so finally somebody went and asked great-grandma, and great-grandma said, oh, so it'd fit in the pan. And the pan had to be that short because it'd fit in the oven.
And that was the oven she had.
And that was the oven she had. So we do these things. And they've done experiments with, like, primates, where they'll have some primates, and if somebody does something, they'll admonish them. And then they'll pull out the ones that did the admonishing, and they'll bring in some new ones. And then the younger ones will then admonish the totally younger ones for doing it, and they'll pull them out. Until pretty soon, the primates that are left in this experiment are two or three levels removed from whatever it was that started this, and they're still doing this. They're still teaching their young not to do this.
Really?
And they don't know why.
Wow.
I had this thing, and this is, and it's going to sound really weird probably, but when I was a little kid, you know, I mean, my mom was a modest cook, with a few exceptions, but a fairly modest cook.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stuff, unfortunately, including vegetables, came out of cans.
Mm-hmm.
So we opened a lot of cans. And years and years and years later, I was at home, and my mom and I were making dinner, and we had to get something out of a can. And so I went up to the electric can opener, went, open the thing, and or maybe it was a hand can opener, I don't know, I don't remember. But she said something about, I see that you still know how to open cans or something like that. And it was because I had washed the top of the can off. And I said, well, you know, yeah, when I was little, without thinking, I said, well, yeah, when I was little, you told me that, you know, they open a lot easier that way. Now, does that make sense? No.
None.
But I believed until well into my 20s
I just
washed the top of the thing off so it would open easier. And I said that to my mom, and she looked at me with the most astonished expression, saying, I never told you that. I said, yes, you did. I said, that's absurd. Why would I tell you that, you know? And who knows how it got planted in my head.
But
I
argue about
something. Yeah, yeah. It's like, just do it.
It's easier.
Yeah, yeah. That's my guess, but she's denying it. She's not talking. You know?
Well, it might have just been.
Because we wash off the tins, the top of them, because they're not clean.
Okay, but
and therefore you're not going to get that into the food. But that was something that I figured out for myself. Nobody taught it to me.
Yeah,
it's easier. Well,
from living in the country.
It can be swallowed by a little kid rather than.
Oh, it's much easier to say, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
It's easier to open.
Yeah.
Easier to open.
Easier to open. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And not remembering that she said it is probably perfectly honest.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
It's the sort of thing that comes off the top of your head.
But yeah, but you grow up with these amazing...
Oh my gosh.
Amazing things.
Golly.
Nothing funny. Will ever be this... I mean, the Cro-Mant story is the culmination.
That is pretty good.
Explanation of childhood to adult urban myth mythology.
That is pretty good.
So turn it off by pushing the middle button.
Middle button.